Hello and welcome to a special edition podcast. Carly is joining the show. Hello, Carly.
Hello.
You are a little bit surprised by what I'm going to bring to you because you have no idea what I'm bringing right now.
No, when you said special edition, I thought, I don't know if you're overselling it or if you're overselling me. I don't know. Either way, what is the sell?
Well, we've been lucky enough. We've hung out for about a week via Zoom meetings and via Facebook Messenger chats and phone calls, but we haven't actually been in the same room as each other because you're still stuck over East. But I thought that maybe this would be a good chance for me to learn a little bit about you before we start the show on Monday.
Okay.
So I originally Googled top questions to ask someone to learn something. And then it was like, here's 100 of them. I'm like, all right, that's too many.
It's not an interview. No. I think I've passed that part, right?
You have passed that part, but I have narrowed it down to 19 questions that we're going to burn through really, really quick. Trust me, it's all basic stuff.
I don't even know 19 answers to questions.
We're going to find out. So question number one, when is your birthday?
7th of the 6th.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't know the year. What's that mean star sign-wise?
I'm a Gemini.
Gemini.
Yes, so be careful. That's all I'll say. Anyone that has a Gemini in their life, they know what I'm talking about. And if they're a Gemini, you're in the club.
Okay, I don't know star signs very well. Number two, what is your favourite animal?
Oh, geez, that's tough.
Yeah.
I think relatability, sloth. But like day to day that I have the most interaction with is probably dogs. I love dogs.
See, I'm a cat guy. See, you're June, I'm December for my birthday. We're almost opposites now. And you're dogs, I'm cats. How will this ever work? question number three. If you could travel anywhere in the world, where would you go?
Alaska.
Oh, I'd love to go to Alaska. I'd love to do a cruise by Alaska.
No, cruising. I'm not. No.
You're not a cruiser?
Cruises are giant RSLs. No.
I love cruising. Oh, my God. Or you can eat buffets, or you can drink, wake up at a new spot every day. Are you serious? No. But Alaska's nice. We agree or half agree, I guess, on that one. What was your favorite school subject?
Oh, I went to like a school that I likened to Summer Bay. So we had some really out there like topics. So I remember there was like, what was it? I think it was like a weird history subject or something that we did. Like
just purely all on the Manson family. Just
it was like a hybrid history thing. I don't even know what the history was, but we just learned these like random facts about things that happened.
You sure it wasn't just like they just put on horrible histories on TV and just like...
That's kind of what it was like. It was like interesting history, but it was never like specific to a time frame.
All right. So I'm going to write history in there.
History, yeah.
Do you have a small or big family?
I would say small.
Yeah?
Two brothers and me.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a smallish family.
I got two brothers as well. There we go.
I mean, no one's getting outraged.
No.
You know, people love to get outraged by a big family or they give them a reality show.
Yeah, absolutely. Next one. What genres of music do you like best?
Oh, see, a bit of everything. I'm so eclectic.
Do you like country?
I love the Dixie Chicks. That is the only exception to the country rule that I have. And that fancy-like song.
Oh, yeah, that's a good song. Actually, no, I'm sick of it because we play it to death. All right. I did like it when it first started. How do you like to spend your free time?
See, I hate this question because I try to make myself sound really interesting.
Yep.
And do you want the interesting answer or the honest one?
I think the honest one. I think we're pretty honest.
The honest one is just stationary.
What do you
mean? If I can do something stationary.
Oh, I think you're like buying stationary.
No. Okay. Just basically anything where I can just like be a couch potato, where I can just be and exist. That's really when I get like my optimal free time is just me being stationary, doing as little as possible, whether it's Netflix, reading a book. I can literally just sit there and I'm fine.
Yeah, that's, you're right. That was the boring answer.
That's true. Honestly, I wish there's a board game that I love to play. But apart from that, I am very average.
What's the board game?
Oh, so it's called Sequence. Trust me, I'll get you playing and I buy it for everyone. Yeah. And you can actually play it online, Alan, in real time. So we will be able to play before I get to WA.
Oh, that's cool. All right. Are you a morning or night person?
I'm going to say morning just because of this job, but probably a night person.
I'm a morning person, but I don't think I'm an any person. But if I have to choose one, I'm a morning person. You know, like I feel like I like to get all my stuff done early and then I just have the rest of the day to procrastinate.
I think as I get older, I'm becoming a morning person. because I used to have energy to stay up at night, but now I'm translating that into the morning because I have to be up awake early.
Yeah, night sucks. What is your favorite food?
Oh, hot chips.
Hot chips.
Again, I'm just plain, aren't I?
No, I love hot chips. Do you put anything on them?
Gravy. A gravy.
Oh, gravy, yeah.
See, even though I'm a vegetarian, I refuse to give up gravy.
Yeah, no, that's fair. What is your favorite movie or TV show? That's a hard one.
That is a hard one because I watch a lot of TV, probably more than I should.
I watched the movie Hook was for me, if I'm going to lock in a movie, just because it brings me pure joy every time I watch it.
Yeah, if we're talking joyous movies, Monsters, Inc.
Oh, great movie.
Great movie. And I don't care how old you are. Yeah. I watched it probably a week ago and it still holds up.
Yeah, put that thing back where, you, where it
came from.
What is your favorite childhood memory?
Oh, childhood memory. Honestly, just eating hot chips at the beach.
While watching Monsters, Inc. There you go.
Yes!
Who is your celebrity crush?
Oh, okay. So Casper the Ghost, Devon Saucer.
Oh, when he turns into human?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, man, women loved him, eh? I remember, because I was in primary school when that movie came out, but I remember, all the girls just like, oh, he's so cute.
And it was funny because that's what stopped me from being scared of ghosts.
Wow.
Because I was like, come and haunt me.
Who was the main girl in that one? The main actress?
Oh, Christina Ricci. She had a baby the other day.
Richie. I guess my crush was on her at one point as well. She was Wednesday Addams, right? And then.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to lock her in. Do you speak more than one language?
Oui.
What does that mean? What is your biggest pet peeve? The French, no.
Honestly, selfish people.
Oh.
I do hate it. Like, you know, people that cut lines. There's something about people that are just out for themselves in the world. I really hate it.
So I just started listening to It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. They started a new podcast.
Yeah.
And one of the guys from it just did a whole episode. And they're meant to be reviewing every episode that they've created. But he just... A whole episode was dedicated to him lining up for like this burger joint in LA and someone like in a Rolls Royce cutting him off and squeezing into the line. And it was just this ride of like this inconsiderate jerk and like his response, and he's going to fight this guy. He's got kids in the car. I'm like, this is the most gripping 20 minutes I've ever heard.
Okay. Well, I have to tell you, my best friend is my hero after what she told me she did the other day. Cause she's like me. We hate line pusher inners. There's been multiple times when we've been lining up at a bar and we're both on the same page. We are calling that person out. In fact, once we called out Brett Lee who tried to cut in front of us.
Oh, wow.
You know that cricket player?
Yeah, absolutely. Take that. I hate cricket.
I was like, no. You know, so anyway, the other day she had to get a COVID test, right? And I think it was 5 hours all up in total till she actually got in the line. Like, this is in Sydney. This is at the height of it all.
Yeah.
And so basically whenever there was a side street, you have to leave a gap and so that the traffic can still flow. So she said she's in the line and this lady in a BMW, not to stereotype.
No,
but,
I love it.
You know. Pulls out of the street and in front of her in the line. And so everyone's honking and carrying on. And Loretta said she was just so furious that she got out of the car. She had a mask on. The lady had the screen up. And she knocked on her window and yelled at her that much that she got out of the line. And she goes, Carly, I've never felt like such a hero in my life because every car honked their horn, flashed their lights. Like, what a hero.
I love it.
Isn't that a moment
I'm too
in time?
Scared. I'm too scared to do things like that. I'm worried.
No, I call out line pusher inners.
Yeah, I don't know. I've done it in the past. And Julie, if I'm with my wife, she gets really upset when I make a deal out of it. But sometimes I look at them and go, am I going to get into a fight over a line? Like, is this going to happen?
I guess maybe it is a bit different for men because it could come across as like confrontational. Whereas, But I'm polite about it until I'm not. So I'll be like, excuse me, I was actually next.
Yeah.
Or I'll say, excuse me, there's actually order in this world.
There you go.
I don't know what planet you've just flown in from, but here on Earth, this is how we do things.
What is your favorite holiday?
I love Hawaii.
Have you been to Hawaii?
A basic person. A couple of times, yeah.
Oh my God.
I love it there. There's just something about the air there.
What is it? I mean, you come to WA, we have like some of the best beaches in the world. Like,
you know what's
funny?
Is
it the beaches? What is it about Hawaii?
Yeah, so I love to outlet shop,
uh-huh.
And then I love to go to the beach. So the outlet shops are right near the beach.
Oh,
And the Cheesecake Factory there. So I feel like
Cheesecake Factory. I had that in LA. That's good stuff.
So my girlfriend actually said to me the other day, if you love Hawaii, you will love WA.
Yeah, cool. So you will. It's the same thing. But there's no outlets on the beach, but or Cheesecake Shop, but there is good beaches. So that's a tick. Where did you grow up? Now, this I'm genuinely curious about.
I grew up in Port Macquarie.
Okay. So that's where you are now, right?
Yeah, that's where I'm doing the show from, living with my in-laws. So
you grew up like to what age?
Till I left. Yeah, pretty much till I went to uni.
Yeah.
At 18. And it's funny because ever since I've left, this is the first time I've actually like kind of spent a long time here since I left.
Wow.
Oh, no, sorry. I did come back for like 6 months to a year actually. Yeah. But yeah, so it's kind of, it's a coastal town. It's, you know, what's funny. You don't appreciate things until you're older. Like it was now looking back on it, it was actually a really nice place to grow up. But at the time, I don't know how you felt about where you grew up, Alan, where was that?
Well, technically Perth would be where I grew up. I mean, I moved here when I was 8 and then I moved to Perth and then I was in Perth and I've been in random WA town since, but yeah.
Maybe it was just all the Kelly Clarkson songs, but I was like, I just want to break free. I want to like, you know, spread my wings. And now that I'm actually spending a little bit of time back here, I'm like, no, this was actually quite a nice place to grow up
by
the beach.
But still keen to leave and get to WA, right?
Oh, it's in my dust. It's in my revision mirror.
See ya, mate. What is the skill that you would like to learn?
Oh, that's a good one.
I would love to learn, and I think I'm going to put the work in. I would want to learn sign language because I love when I see like a celebrity or someone like, and someone's deaf come up to them and like they start interacting, then all of a sudden they start doing sign language. You're like, and my heart melts every time. I'm like, look at you making the effort. Like, that's so good.
Yeah.
But the only problem is who is deaf that's going to come up to me in radio and be like, oh, I'm a fan of yours, because then they're not listening anyway. Like, they're not going to be like, yeah. But I would like to learn. My mate's parents are deaf, and so I think it'd be a cool little thing to just bust out. Like, oh, here's Yeah.
I mean, Emma Wiggle.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
And I think people look so eloquent as well when they're signing.
Sometimes. Depends how angry the premier is that day.
Exactly. So for my, I've actually tried lately to learn this is, needlepoint, what they call it, where you have
wool in or whatever it is?
Yeah, so I tried to do one as a Christmas present for someone,
and
it's harder than what it looks.
Yeah, it looks pretty hard to me. I see that. Anything arty, I'm like, oh, God, no chance.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you value most in a friend?
Honesty, to be real.
Honesty.
To be honest.
Yeah, that's
because I feel like my friends are very honest with me. They're not, and I've had a lot of my girlfriends I've had have been since I was little, and there's just something being able to go to someone and saying, hey, this is how I'm feeling, this is how I acted, and having someone really like be able to tell you what they think from an outsider's perspective, but still have respect and love for you, but be like, hey, you're in the wrong here.
Yeah.
Like, it makes you a better person, I think, in the world.
Anyone.
When you've got someone in your life that can give it to you honestly.
Yeah. And last question, what is your biggest irrational fear?
So, my biggest irrational fear is I cannot blow my hair. Sorry, I can't blow dry my hair or vacuum when I'm home alone because I think I'm not going to hear a murderer creeping in and stabbing me from behind.
Wow. That is exactly where we end this podcast. There is a lot more to explore. And I look forward to that starting on Monday. Holy shit. What a way to wrap that up. All right, I'm going to let you go in case there's a murderer sneaking up on you right now.
Don't put that out there.
I think we're going to go to another meeting anyway. But all right, hope you enjoy the podcast. More with us starting on Monday, Alan and Carly, 6 o'clock. Yeah, shit.
Yeah, do I get to ask you those questions?
Well, I answered a couple of them on the way.
At least the irrational fear one to make me feel less alone in this world.
Yeah, mine is actually I'm afraid that I'll go to murder someone and they won't hear me coming. And, and then, like, what's the point? You know what I mean? Like,
all that wasted time and energy.
Yeah, I'm like, geez, I've got the mask on. I've got the big knife. What's going on? So, yeah, that's my biggest fear.